Well, he is fresh off the plane from London on baby watch. Rob Shooter back in the States, stateside, as they say.
She had the baby?
Yeah, she had the
baby.
Can you
imagine if I went there and I missed it?
It is Garrett along with Rob Shooter.
All right,
so let's get your baby, royal baby coverage out of the way, because that's what has pulled you away from us hanging out for the last couple weeks.
Babies. So the royal baby's here, little Archie, very unusual name.
People like the name or dislike the name?
I do. I think it's really cute. I think it's a really smart name. I think it's her way of doing her own thing.
Is it officially Archie or is it Archibald?
It's actually Archie. I was reading, I got quite deep into this and I spoke to a
deeper
name,
than you wanted to on the name Archie.
Nameologist. That isn't the real name. There's a proper name for somebody that researches names. I don't know what it is. But I spoke to somebody who was very, very smart about names and surnames and last names and first names. And they said it's a new trend now that people are christening or naming or giving the names to their kids that we would consider nicknames. So for instance, my name's Robert.
Right.
But most people call me Rob or Robbie.
Call you Bob?
Few people do. And
really?
I like it all.
I don't see you as a Bob.
Garrett is short for what? It isn't.
It's just Garrett.
Is there a short version of Garrett?
Not really. But people call me Gary.
Gary.
But that's not short.
Not really short.
Yeah.
So now people are really not using long names. And officially his name is Archie. It's not Archibald. We don't really know why. Some suspicions. I think she had a cat when she was little called Archie. There's some rumors that Prince George likes to call himself Archie.
Oh.
And I know. And then Harrison. That's a lovely name. Also, I think what's really more interesting than the name is they chose not to give him a royal title. So they went... The Queen offered it.
Doesn't that suck, though? You grow up and you're like, oh, I'm a royal, but I don't have a title.
I would want a title if I'm in the royal family. I think I would want the title. And I think it's a very big decision for them to make on his behalf. Can you imagine when he's 15? I'd be like, Mom, I'm going to be Prince Archie. I'm just Archie. You know what? He'll always have an exceptional, special life. So I don't think he actually needs a title, but he's not going to have one.
So Rob, or... Bobby or Bob,
yeah.
Or Sir Bob.
I'll take that.
So after this royal baby is now born, what do us Americans have to look forward to in the royal world?
Well, they're going to make a trip. So they will come here to visit. So we're going to get to see little Archie.
Okay.
They will be here.
No, but like, what's the next big milestone?
Well, I think she's having another baby.
Okay.
So already there's talk that she said she'd like two. She's 37.
Well, that's what they say. They say a woman is most fertile after she has given birth.
Well,
And that's where the term Irish twins have come about. So if you see anybody close in age, like within like 8-9 months
physically
apart,
you're more fertile after
your pregnancy, and you don't think so, but you are.
Hormones and racing and
things are jumping and popping out
and sexy and there's this baby.
I know a lot of people that are listening.
You have two.
Yes, but they're also 2.5 years apart. So I waited two and a half years to have sex. But if there's a baby anywhere between 8 to 12 months, it is Irish twins because
Irish twins. I'm an Irish twin.
Yeah,
my sister Christine is 11 months older.
Irish twins.
Irish twins. So I think she'll have another baby. I also think, too, we're not going to get to see a lot of Archie. Everybody that I spoke to said that they're going to be really private with him. And although Meghan really knows how to garner the limelight and she enjoys the spotlight, Harry does not. He doesn't like the press. He blames them for his mother's death. And so I think that now that they've moved out of London to Frogmore Hall,
right.
I think we're going to see less and less. She put a picture out on Mother's Day, which was not Mother's Day in Britain. It was in America. So she's using American traditions.
So Mother's Day was like an international...
No, it's not like December
25th. So it's 25th. Like Christmas.
New
Year's.
International.
It's like New Year's.
Well, the New Year's is still New Year's, just there's a time difference.
Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. So it doesn't really exist in other parts of the world. So it does exist in Britain, but it's on a different day. So Meghan shocked people in Britain by wishing everybody a happy Mother's Day. They were like, it's not Mother's Day. And they were like, oh.
Interesting.
England isn't the whole world.
So we go from the upper echelons of the royal family to the dirt of reality TV back here in the States.
Love it.
So Monday night, The Bachelorette is back. Hannah is our bachelorette this season.
I love her.
Rob, you seem to be smitten.
I love her. And I didn't like her at first. I thought she was too pageanty.
But then you watched the show and you realized.
She's so adorable. And I think she's she's so real and she's goofy. And it felt like we were going back to the original formula of The Bachelorette, where we find a really lovely girl next door who's a little bit prettier than us all. And the guys are a little bit better looking, but they're sort of like people we could sort of be if we didn't eat ice cream
except
like
except when those guys roll out of the limo.
Well, I think there's so many of them.
Like, I get it. Like, and you have to stand out.
You have to stand, well, I think producers go to them and say, would you be willing to jump out of a box?
Right.
Will you be willing to drive in on a tractor?
Would you be willing to sing a song and sound stupid on national TV?
So if you were single and you were going to go on The Bachelor, they would make you do a radio voice. So you'd be Radio Garrett.
Yes, I would put one hand over my ear. Very nice to meet you.
So they want you that.
I will see you inside.
And we're
going to
break the top 100 together, baby.
Yeah.
They want that from you.
That is, you know what? If a producer, and I get it, like you want to get on TV. But if a producer would come up to me and say that, like, I think I'm at the point in my life where I would realize, I go, no.
Right.
No.
And that's why that would tell them two things as producers. It would tell them, A, you're a real, genuine guy and you're there for the right reason. So maybe would keep you on the show and not make you Radio Garage. Or B, it would teach us, he's not the right fit to be the comic relief. We'll find somebody else.
Yeah, next. Yeah, and they go to the next. Oddly enough, they play their odds. There is a guy that
would get scary.
Do that.
Scary would come on wearing a radio on his head.
But,
like.
But then there, so the card that I didn't see them pulling last night, which they usually wait until the end of the show, like when they get down to the final two, is like, you had a girlfriend?
You had a girlfriend.
So it's not like it just like randomly came out. I'm guaranteed those damn producers again said, you know what, let's do something different. This guy had a girlfriend 2 days ago.
Two days before he went to the mansion.
Yeah, like, before he goes to the mansion.
2 days. And she had two friends in a van.
So imagine us breaking up. Like, Rob, you and I call it off, and you're like, you know what, this is not working out.
Then tomorrow you're on The Bachelor.
I got to go. And then tomorrow you see me on another podcast, and you had no idea I was going. Like, I feel bad for that girl, that poor innocent girl that was like, oh, this guy broke up with me.
They never said her name, though, so she clearly did not want the press.
Oh, of course.
Because what they would have done, I know the reality TV. They would have brought her. Like, so if she'd been a Bethany Frankel type, she would have gone. Like some people love that attention, love that drama. They clearly wanted the girl there, but they couldn't get her. So they got two friends in a white van to, like, observe. I think it was really clever. And then to get rid of him before the official photograph's taken, he's not even in the photos, is so wild. But he did clap back, and I think he might have a small point here, which was he said to our new Bachelorette, only a month ago, you're in love with Colton.
Right.
And she was like, oh. And she was like, it's totally different. And I was like, is it?
Well, but here's the thing. She went through.
She was in love.
A month versus 2 days. In the relationship aspect, I get it. If you could find your true love the next day, right. But let's be real. These guys are not finding true love.
I feel she wants to find love. I'm not sure all the guys are genuine.
But that's like that any time. I don't think you're here for the right reasons. I don't think you're here for the right reasons. That's like the ultimate line. Like, you want to get on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, you just have to memorize that line and deliver it perfectly.
You would not be good on this show because you're too kind. You're a sweet guy. You're a nice guy.
I'm kind, but I've grown to become honest, though.
Could you grab me? So we're standing in the room. We're doing the Gay Bachelor.
Yes.
Because I'm the Bachelor.
You're the Bachelor, and you're being
a suitor.
Yeah.
Could you come over to me and grab my arm and say, hey, Rob, can I steal you?
Well, I would turn to the other guy first and go, and because at the end of the day, it's about showing like who's the bigger man.
Who's the alpha?
I go, and I'll say, can I steal him for a second? And then they're like shocked. So normally, if in a situation, if that happened at a bar, like that person would obviously say, get the hell out of here. No. But because they don't expect it, because the cameras are on them and they're not seeing it coming, every guy, girl, whoever's on the show is in that situation, always goes, sure.
See,
no problem.
I'd be like, no. And also, too, when I got out of the limo, I wouldn't be quick because I've got you one-on-one.
Right.
So I would pull up a chair. And I can do a lot of talking. So I would sit down and pretend it was our first day. And the producers would have to be, get in the house. And I'd be like, no.
That's where I would pull out my phone and get you an Uber. And I'll say, no, I think we're good here.
See, if I was standing there and you came out the limo and you were like, hi, I'm Garrett. And you started just talking. And we just sat there for an hour. You made me laugh. we might have, like, hold hands.
Right.
I'd be like, this is really fun. And the other guys are in the limo still, turn the air conditioner
There's a whole
off,
backup.
It's a little sweaty.
The cab's starting to run out of gas.
Like, we've got to pay the meter. They're like, it's costing a fortune.
That's a brilliant move.
I would sit there. I wouldn't move. I would walk out, and I'd sit on, I'd say, let's have a seat. We'd sit down and I'd just start talking to you like
but
it was.
Here's the thing. So
I wouldn't do an introduction. I would do that's the date.
But we would have this connection. Let's just say on the Gay Bachelor. And but then when they got it, those slick producers would get it, would put like a cheesy clock to make it seem like I'm a stalker and I don't.
Four hours later, you still talk.
6 hours later,
and then the girls in the family would be like, "He has a wife."
Yeah. He's straight.
If they exposed you as a heterosexual, what about if one of them did say he's gay? He's got a boyfriend.
Imagine
to this batch. There's a few guys, and you shouldn't judge people on their voice or their mannerisms.
Right.
But there's a few guys that were quite high pitched voice, and I was like,
Well, I think it's also
one
nerves.
That was very moisturized.
I mean, Rob, you
this
and
is
I,
so stereotypical.
But you and I have been around cameras, so it's like we know at the end of the day you can act normal. But when you're first getting in front of cameras, if you're from Bumble, wherever.
Yes, or even just in New York City. If you've never been on camera, it's really tricky. I always know the ones because some of them are wearing makeup and some are not.
Yeah.
So some of them look like Ryan Seacrest.
Well, their girlfriends
fully,
put it on before.
They're fully made up.
Yeah, their girlfriends put it on before they
got out
on
of the
show.
Car. They're in full drag. They're in hair and makeup. You wouldn't wear hair and makeup.
Do you want to come to L.A. with me for the weekend? Sure. we're going to break up, but do you mind putting some foundation on my face?
Hair and makeup and my mascara.
But it's been nice. Have a nice
day. I would get out of the limo in full hair and makeup.
Oh, of course.
I'd be full hair and makeup. Here
you come to radio with full makeup and hair done and your teeth do that glistening thing where they sparkle. Ching,
ching, ching. It's Ryan Seacrest. I saw him this morning on his show. I don't watch that show, but I watched it this morning. He's damn good. He's just so shiny and... Like, he's like a shiny...
He's like, perfect.
He's perfect.
I would love to, you know, and I'm sure there
are. Do you think
are.
He farts? I don't think he farts.
See, that's what I was about to say. He has to have some type of, like,
nose.
Normal flaw.
Does he fart? Or does he pick... Do you think he has bad breath? Wouldn't it be great if Ryan Seacrest had the worst breath in show business?
Like, he has to have the worst farts ever.
Yeah, I just
you know
want
what I mean? But we'll
awful.
Never know that.
We'll never know.
Because farts don't come across TV.
Don't come across TV. And Kelly... But if I was Kelly, I'd tell everyone, I'd be like, he farts. But, like, he's just... You cannot not like Ryan Seacrest.
So, you know what? So, about a year ago, Rob, you said, I'm going to sit down. It's coming to the end. I'm going to watch all the Game of Thrones. And you did.
I did. 70 hours.
70 hours. That's why his website wasn't up and running as much as it normally is. So you were there. And now you're on the final season. You're up to the final episode of Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Feelings, thoughts. You've invested literally almost...
70 hours.
Almost 3 days of the last year. Solid 3 days of nothing but Game of Thrones.
I really, really like it. I feel like it's not quite as sharp as I wanted it to be.
It kind of fell off.
I was told that it's now no longer based on the book, so he has not yet delivered this.
He hasn't written it, yeah.
And so they're doing the show without a book, and I think there is a difference. And I also think when he does write the book, if he comes up with a different ending, people will take the book as gospel. So it's always about the book. So I like it. It's interesting on TV shows. I know they've got me, and I know it's good because I actually care about it. If I didn't care about it, then it would not be good. So the fact that I do not like the way they've taken the story is actually a good thing, because it just shows you how invested I am in this show.
Of course.
And so I want a really happy Disney fairy tale.
Now, where would you
ending.
Put it? Like, so if you're explaining it to someone that, like Bruce, your husband, is he invested?
He's invested.
Oh, he's
too,
invested.
Yeah.
So how would you sell it to a friend of yours that
who's
has not
invested?
Seen? Like, sum it up in like three words.
It's fantasy. It's
sex.
Sexy. And it's sort of like epic.
Epic.
It's epic. It's like an old time. Jason and the it's like this old time movie. It's just so old fashioned, but it's sort of wizardry, and it's like a really hot version of Harry Potter. Like, there's something really magical about it, and there's dragons and there's witches and there's spells. It's a really, really great show.
Now the ultimate question is,
and there's so many different characters in there. Like, I can be a little mean, so there's a queen with short hair.
Why does it have to be a queen?
She's a queen. She doesn't have, but she's a queen.
Why do you have to pick the queen, though?
And she's nasty.
Well,
and she's my favorite.
So the ultimate question I'm asking all my friends who are very much invested into Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones ends, what, this Sunday?
This Sunday. So same night as Idol finale, which is bad
well,
programming.
We know which one's going to win there. American Idol, of course.
They renewed it, though. I didn't think they were
going to. Well, I think they're going to retool it to a degree. But here's the thing with Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones ends on Sunday. Monday, do you call up your cable provider and cancel HBO?
No.
Why? What else do they have for you?
But I didn't cancel it after Sex and the City or Sopranos ended.
Right.
Or 6 Feet Under. So
It's like a gym membership. You keep
it. Or a Sirius Radio. Yeah. Like people have these memberships. Yeah, you're right, Jim. I have a membership. I haven't gone in years.
you should go to the gym.
I have a membership there. I don't think they're going to cancel. Maybe they'll get a little bit of a drop off, but I think
the amount
of people they got during the last this season will be much greater than
I think. Well, you and I like to talk about stories that you work on for Naughty Gossip.
Yes.
I say by Wednesday because Monday, Tuesday is all going to be about the ending, then the ratings.
It could be the highest rated HBO thing of all time.
Then the DVR ratings. So by Wednesday, the HBO drop-off. How many people cancel HBO?
It's amazing. If you think about it, 17 million people are watching this paying, $30, $40 a month? The money that they bring
you could
in
be going
is
to the gym,
staggering.
Or you could be going using the gym membership that you
think,
have.
I though, people already HBO's tease that there's a new Game of Thrones prequel.
But even so, you know the story. They're
putting on an hour special of the behind the scenes of Game of Thrones, so they'll milk it for all they can. Also, their two Big Little Lies is coming back, which is not Game of Thrones, but it's a great series. No, I'll keep HBO. I'm happy to.
All right, so
I could spend that money on two drinks in New York City.
Really, if me
and you were not drinking tonight, that'd be my HBO subscription.
That would be the cost of doing laundry in New York City. We've talked about it before. You were involved early on in their career, but yet there is more Spice Girl drama that is coming about.
Oh, these girls. So what I'm hearing now, so I know a couple of people that are on tour with the girls. They're in rehearsals right now. And they said, secretly, they're loving it. They are wizards at this. They haven't had this much
attention. So they're playing a game. They're playing us.
They are playing.
They have the world wrapped around their
finger. They're not Donnie and Marie. They're the Spice Girls. Like, there's going to be some sexual tension on stage between Mel and Ginger, which I think they want. After Mel revealed they had a lesbian kiss and Ginger said no. I think it's all planned, and I think the girls are just now at the point in their careers where it's not going to change their reputations. They are who you are. You will always be Ginger Spice. Like, if you win a Nobel Peace Prize,
she dies,
you'll be Ginger Spice. And so I think now the girls are going to have fun.
I mean, look at, given whatever you think of the man, the president, he's known as being the reality show guy that became president.
Yes, he will always have
that title.
You know, it's weird, like when people try to change their reputations, maybe Angelina Jolie is probably one person that did.
Maleficent? And, the Maleficent 2.
Wait.
I think she, I know you could be set for life, but like, not only is she set for life, she has now set her family up with Disney for life.
Yes, the amount of money she's earned and earning doesn't change only her life, it changes generations. It's like
she doesn't have to pay for Disney tickets. Those things are expensive.
That's right. She's generations of wealth she's generated. I can't wait. Although I thought Maleficent ended with her becoming a good queen.
Well, but you never
back
know.
To our queens. And now this trailer looks like she's bad again.
Well, you know, she could have had an apple.
She could have had
an apple.
They'll figure it out. So the Spice Girls, all this drama.
Yes.
Don't buy into it.
They're secretly loving it.
I think I'm hearing Posh is almost regretting her decision. She's not in the loop. And wait till these girls they haven't started singing a note yet. Wait until the show happens. I'm told it is so over the top and spectacular. It'll be like an Elton John concert.
I mean, so you were with them, 25 years ago?
Yeah. They were babies. I was babies. And when I said with them, I was like getting coffee on a set. Like,
you were
around in that world.
Yeah, you were helping them.
It's really exciting. It's opened up the debate now. We had it a little bit. Can other groups do this? Can NSYNC go on tour without Justin? I think Justin was probably a bigger star than Posh Spice is, although Victoria Beckham's pretty big in Britain.
Right.
And so, like, can they do it? And I think the answer is yes, because I don't think it's about the girls anymore. I think it's about the music.
But it's reminiscing.
And I want to go to that show, and I want to feel like I'm 20 years younger.
So spend all the money that you're making on the tour
and get
adjusted.
I won't be able to see him, and the tickets are so expensive, I'll be so far back. It could be you up there, Garrett.
Watch it on YouTube.
Right. So I think now other bands can do this.
So here's my theory. So here in New York, there is what they call the upfronts, where we see all the new TV shows and we hear about the ones that are getting canceled. So yesterday, Fox had theirs, and we got to see the new cast of 90210, the reboot. Now, here's what I'm thinking for 90210.
Do you know who was not there?
Who?
Shannon Doherty.
It was interesting. I did read that.
Yeah.
But I started thinking, I was like, how do they pick up the show? And as opposed to just picking up the show as if last left off, if they want to be true to the show, they pick it up from the burial of Luke Perry.
Mm.
Their friend just passed away.
Yeah, they have to address it.
You pay homage to a character that helped build the show, and you move on from there.
Very good idea. Do they all have children now? Is it all about their kids?
I believe so. But that's what brings everybody back together, because they all went their separate ways. What comes back together?
A funeral, weddings, real life.
Yep. Weddings, funerals, and babies. So you have all three. I think this is the... They probably already filmed it. It probably has nothing to do... I think it's
a very good way to start the stream.
They're
very smart, though. They'll figure this out, although... Well, there's been a lot of these reboots that aren't very good. Remember Dallas?
Oh, of course.
Ashley Simpson was in one that was a reboot. Oh.
Jimmy Kimmel's bringing back the Jeffersons. But I guess the saying of what's old is new to a whole new audience, right. I get that. But I'm told,
which is interesting, the cast is not making the money they want.
Oh, I'm sure.
So they're doing this on a budget. But now those days of making those friend salaries or those the huge salaries have gone. And now instead of millions, they said this on the Roseanne reboot.
Yeah.
I spoke to Sarah Gilbert? Sandra Bernhardt, who's a character on the Roseanne show. She said that in the peak of Roseanne in the 80s, they were all flying first class and staying in the best hotels, and it was fabulous. She said she went to L.A. JetBlue. She was like, it's a different Roseanne. And I was like, oh, I think the same with 90210. It's now going to be a budget version.
All right. Well, time will tell on that. And, who knows what will happen? Will we have another royal baby? Will we have another reboot by next week?
Bachelorette.
Will Britney Spears be free? Will the Bachelorette finally fall in love? So many questions. We don't have the answers yet. That's why you have to keep on listening. Rob, thank you as always. And thank you for listening to us each and every week. We appreciate it greatly. Leave those comments because though we don't get paid or we get raises, those are our payment.
Enough, sort of.
So leave those reviews. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you soon right here on iHeartRadio.
You're so good.